Hello, welcome to the THC show, everybody. I'm your host, Jericho Spitz. It is Tuesday, April 7th, at exactly 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 Eastern, where I'm at right now in Florida, Orlando. It's a real nice, I don't know, 75 or so degrees outside. It's beautiful out here. And real quiet, really, really quiet, as I imagine it is in your neighborhood and everybody else's neighborhood, because they're shutting the country down. Now, that being said, there's a lot going on. There's also a lot not going on. I wanted to make the topic of today's show 5G, because I want to I want to talk about some of the things going on right now, and I want to give you guys some information that I've come across and some of the theories that I have and some of the conclusions that I'm drawing from what I'm finding out from various news sources and independent journalists and whistleblowers, and just a combination of it all is leading me to believe that there are several agendas at play right now that don't look good for the people, for the most part. But before I bring anything that some might misconstrue as doom and gloom, I want to make very, very plain and clear that I am not here to induce fear into anyone, because that's senseless. Fear is not what I'm here to spread. I'm here to spread love, and I'm here to spread freedom and justice and light. So I want what I'm saying to be taken in that light. I don't believe most of what we are getting from the mainstream news sources with regard to why the world is going into the state that it's going into right now. I don't believe what we're being told about the corona, whatever you want to call this thing. I don't believe what they're telling us about it. I don't believe what they're telling us about its origin. I think that there is a lot of misinformation with regard to it, and a lot of misunderstanding about it by people who are not doctors and who don't understand. Hey Eva, thanks for joining the show. Hello. I see you say you don't believe it either. Well, that makes two of us and a whole lot more of us. So welcome to the club. I think there's a whole lot of people around the world, and this number is growing as information grows about this, and as the sense that it all makes becomes less and less and less logical sounding. It seems to me that, and it's pointing to, that this has more to do with 5G than it does with anything that can be caught by having someone cough on you. I'm not gonna say that this is absolute. Maybe don't take this as medical practice, because I'm not trying to practice medicine, and I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do with their lives. But if anybody, you know, wants to hear a different opinion on it with some contrasting facts, you know, I can definitely back up what I'm saying with some solid evidence that has led me to the conclusions that I'm drawing with regard to 5G and its relationship to this corona epidemic. I mean, they might ban this video because they don't want people talking about this kind of thing. At the very least, they're going to label it misinformation, or that their fact checkers got on it and found out that the facts weren't adding up. But see, here's the thing that people don't seem to understand about some of these channels that are banning a lot of independent journalists for speaking about, you know, speaking their truth about what's going on in the world right now. If someone was to make a conclusive statement with regard to something that is not founded in science, these fact checkers, watchdogs, if you will, can come and ban your video, delete your video, or put a sticker on your video that everyone who watches the video can see, that's going to say something to the tune of, our fact checkers or an independent fact checkers checked this video and found out that it's false information. So that says to the viewers that everything in this video is false, when in fact it may have been one thing that they said that they might have been off about, but the evidence that they were that was being presented is now being hidden because of something minute, when the main theme of the video is that we are not being told the truth, we're not being told the whole story, and I think I would go so far as to say that we're being blatantly lied to. Maybe not by some of the smaller fish in the sea who are just like us, the average everyday people that really kind of maybe have an inkling in their bones that something ain't right, but they can't see it or put their hand on it, so they just go to work and get their paycheck. But the people at the top, the people that are in the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Affairs and the people that go to these Bilderberger meetings, like these people, they know.
Advance the vaccine. It is fair to say things won't go back to truly normal until we have a vaccine that we've gotten out to basically the entire world. And so, you know, the best people at the foundation who are all about high volume vaccines, you know, are working with many manufacturers.
They know the truth and they know how the agenda is unfolding and they know the mechanisms by which they're making this agenda unfold. But the small man on the totem pole, they don't see these mechanisms. They don't see the arms and legs on this huge spider web, you know, and how the dots are connected. They don't see this.
All right, this is the video from Instagram that was up, but they've been taking it down. Just a little information for y'all.
What's going on? Now that the coronavirus is actually infecting my family by shutting schools down and shutting down schools across the nation, something just since the beginning hasn't seemed right with this coronavirus. And now looking at the recommendations on how to kill it, it's a weak-ass virus. Like, 80 degrees kills the virus. I'm like, I haven't really heard of a virus that weak. Just drinking hot water can kill it. Drinking water without ice, vitamin C can kill it, no problem. Just being in the sun can kill it. Laundry detergent kills it. The second it hits your stomach acid kills it. I'm like, wow, that is like the weakest virus that I've ever seen. And really the symptoms, it can only live on your hands 5 to 10 minutes. On metal, it lasts longer, but it doesn't cause a sneeze, and the survival rate is great among people who are healthy. Only 15% of people have more symptoms. Only 5% of the people will need medical attention. Only 2% death rate in people with compromised immune system. And then I remember my wife telling me there's actually a patent on the coronavirus. And I'm like, that figures, because the drug companies, I wouldn't put it past them. But then I looked a little further, and there is a patent on it. It's patent US 200625785-2, a U.S. patent on the coronavirus. And it was applied for, and it's called Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, coronavirus. And that was applied for in 2006 by a company called Chiron. And now I'm not like into conspiracy stuff, but when it starts affecting my family, I want to know what the hell's going on. And so this company Chiron applied for it and was granted this patent on this virus, which was then bought by GlaxoSmithKline, one of the 10 largest pharmaceutical companies in the world who happens to specialize in vaccines. And so a vaccine usually takes 2 to 2.5 years to get approved because they have to do safety testing and stuff like that. So now I'm looking into maybe there's a coronavirus vaccine. And sure as shit, there's a European patent on a coronavirus vaccine. European patent EP 317-2319B1. That
that was applied for in 2014, and what do you know? It was just granted in November of 2019. What perfect timing! So now my mind's racing. It's like, what the hell is the whole plan here? And now that they're starting to shut schools down, you know, I may just be hypothesizing here, but I'm feeling like they're going to shut down all the schools, and this is a big pharmaceutical play to all of a sudden they're going to say, here comes the savior with the vaccine, and they're going to swoop in, and then in order for your kids to be able to go back to school, they're going to have to get this coronavirus vaccine that they just all of a sudden came up with 6 years ago. So, just some food for thought. Do your own research. I wouldn't fall into the hype. You know, people with good immune systems, they got nothing to really worry about. So, that doesn't mean to be stupid. Still take precautions. But I would look into it a little bit and spread the word.
Well, I just found out tonight that something from YouTube, some new YouTube rule is going to go into effect now because of something that happened with David Icke, who is a... it's Icke, David Icke from England. He is a lecturer and an investigative journalist who used to be like a soccer superstar and then commentator on the BBC over in England. And then he started doing research into following the money trail to see where the true power on this planet is, and started investigating into the royals and all the royal families on the planet, and started kind of putting together this, you know, information and stock and compiling a mountain of evidence to back up his claims that the elites of this planet all run the whole planet with a hidden hand, with a shadow government that operates behind the scenes, behind all of these democratic governments, and that the money is really controlling everything. And so I remember, you know, 16, 17, maybe years ago when I first heard of David Icke, and I heard his theories, and it was something along the lines of what William Cooper, who wrote Behold a Pale Horse, was talking about at the time. And so I was curious and I was interested, but I just hadn't seen enough evidence to convince me, you know. But I mean, honestly, after listening to people like David Icke, and after investigating the stuff that he puts out in his books and his lectures, and after listening to people like, Bill Cooper and Behold a Pale Horse, which is one of the most damning books of the Bush family, the Clintons. Like, I mean, if anybody reads, if everybody in America was to go and read this book called Behold a Pale Horse by Will Cooper, like, people would be locking some of these elites up tomorrow. Well, that's what's happening right now, is that, you know, their deeds are finally starting to catch up with them. But you got a lot of people right now who believe that QAnon and the QAnon movement is a CIA psyop, where they're supposed to be using Donald Trump's administration to orchestrate a military operation that is eliminating and removing people, removing people who have infiltrated our military industrial complex, Hollywood, our entertainment, our media, our education system, our medical systems, all the big pharma. Like, they're infiltrating, I mean, they're arresting and trying people who have, you know, who have infiltrated the highest echelons of our governments and all of these organizations and all of these different fields of industry. They've gotten to the top of all these industries with money, and they're using that to control the world, basically through this huge cabal. Now, QAnon has been putting out and dropping bombshells of information to say that this is real. Now, is that a CIA psyop? Who knows? I mean, I kind of believe that that's really happening right now. I think that there's some agendas at play that are on the side of the people. And I think there's some agendas at play that are totally on the side of the globalists and on the elites, who would love to have only about 500 million people on this planet with RFID chips in them so that they can control them and basically have a paradise on this planet, you know, with slaves everywhere. According to at least according to the Georgia Guidestones. Hold on one second. Sorry, my cat was trying to get out. But anyway, long story short is, I believe that this is the agenda that's unfolding right now is that it, this is, there's a civil war going on right now, not in our country, but in our country too, but I mean like in the world right now. War going on that people aren't really realizing, you know, and some of this is going to affect us. And I think that this whole corona thing, I think it's very, very similar to the HIV AIDS epidemic, in the sense of how it is being diagnosed without a certain protocol that actually makes sense. Like, for example, when HIV came out, none of us were alive. HIV has been around for thousands of years. Thousands of years. Yet it wasn't until the 80s, early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, when the epidemic of AIDS actually came and blew up and became a problem. So the question was not where did HIV come from, it was where did AIDS come from. And AIDS is simply as is backed up by evidence from this organization of thousands and thousands and thousands of health professionals all over the world, doctors, scientists, you know, people who have studied AIDS and have been lobbying to try to get the American Medical Association, WHO, the World Health Organization, and basically all the health organizations on the planet to reassess what the criteria is for a positive diagnosis of AIDS. Because it's really just a made-up diagnosis that rests on the flimsiest of evidence that would make it legitimate. It says basically if your T cell count is high while you have pneumonia or the flu or something of the sort, while you have been exposed to the HIV virus, then you have AIDS. The very act of putting someone in a state of fear alters their T cell count. If I tell you, it's like if I tell you you have cancer and you have it and there's no way about, aren't you going to start feeling negative? That's the same thing as an AIDS diagnosis did to people. And then they started giving people the HIV medication, the AIDS medication, which would make them even sicker. It was just like cancer, chemo. You get cancer, they give you chemo, it makes you even sicker. So they got to give you more chemo. And basically, it's really ridiculous. And that's the same thing they did with HIV. HIV has been around for thousands of years. You can get that and you don't have to die. There was something else that was killing people. It was the HIV medication, which was the AIDS, I'm sorry, medication that was killing people. And making them sicker and making them worse. So to me, in my understanding of what happened there, is you cannot catch AIDS from having sex. You may get HIV from having sex, but if you never take the HIV or AIDS medication, you're probably going to live a long time. But this fraud was perpetrated on the American people and on the world at large by Big Pharma. So because I know that that was real, it makes me have zero trust for them, you know? And so if I don't trust them, then I'm going to question everything they say and do. So when they tell me that they had to shut down a city of 11 million people, speaking about Wuhan, China, they had to shut the city down because of an exploding number of people who were having symptoms. So these people were, some of them dying, and not all of them were old people, not all of them were young people. Some of these people were healthy people. Young, should have high immune systems. People with healthy immune systems were dying from this supposed virus. Now, if this virus has been spreading the way that the official story says it's spreading, then people in every single country on the planet, basically, should have the coronavirus. There should be cases of it everywhere because people traveled from international airports all through the last of 2019 in November, December, January, February, March, before this got crazy in March, this should have spread all over the globe. Yet, there are places where people don't have it at. There's no cases of 5G. There's no cases of coronavirus in Russia. Why not? People travel to Russia. Well, first off, Russia has no 5G and they have no plans of allowing 5G into their country. I want you to think about that for a minute. Wuhan, China was the first city that rolled out 5G. And it was the first city that claimed an epidemic of coronavirus. Where else? Italy, Venezuela. These countries. Okay, so it is now 11:19 Eastern, 10:19 Central Standard Time, 20 minutes after I started my episode 2 of Season 2 of the THC Show. Live and direct, I am Jericho Spitz, and we are continuing the show after my feed was somehow mysteriously dropped as I was talking about the correlation of 5G technology being rolled out and then coronavirus following it everywhere that it's went. I would suggest people look into this. I don't have to sit here and expound on it anymore because I don't think that talking about it too much is going to be helpful for me, but I did want to present it to you guys as a tangent of research that you might want to go on for yourself so that you can understand a little bit about what's going on. I sent a little video out to some people earlier, and I think I'm going to post it up in the group as soon as I get a chance, but there's an experiment that anyone can simply do. Even somebody with a 4G phone can take their phone and lay it on a desk and take steel wool and put the steel wool in a circle or a square around the phone, not touching the phone, but just lay it on the table, discontinuing, a continuing piece of steel wool so that it's all touching around the phone on the table. Then have somebody else call that phone and watch the steel wool light up. Watch the electricity that's getting shot out of these phones. And I mean, what I'm saying is I want you to understand something, that there is, you know, an amount of microwave or amount of radio waves or radiation that can be, blasted in your vicinity and not harm you. And according to, radio waves, radiation waves, that is what, that's what Wi-Fi is, that's what cell phone technology is. All of that is being broadcast through the air in waves of energy. And when you say microwaves or ultraviolet radiation waves, like, it's all a wave, it's just different frequencies of wave. And some frequencies are harmful to the human body and some frequencies ranges are not. And the FDA, FCC, there's different government agencies in place that are there that have as their responsibility to determine what is a safe amount of radiation and at which frequencies are harmful or not harmful to the human body. So that when these radio stations and when, like, different cell phone carriers or different, when radar technology is being used or anything like that, when this is being used, there's a determination of how safe it is for the human body. And it should be within the levels of not harming humans. And so they tell us that this isn't harming human beings, but we really don't know because, we aren't able to do the tests and the proper studies ourselves. Like, we depend on scientists to do this kind of thing. Well, that's why that video I sent out and the one I'm going to post, and what you can do as an experiment yourself, will show you in your own lab, so to speak, what is happening when you use a cell phone. There is radiation waves being directed to, transmitted and received to and from that device from cell phone towers. And so if you're between a cell phone tower and that cell phone and it's going through your brain, that's electricity going through your own electrical magnetic field. Now, what 5G technology is going to be like 4G times 10 or even more. It's a lot more concentrated and it's at higher frequencies and it's at more harmful frequencies. I mean, and it can actually harm the human body, according to a whole lot of people, especially the people exactly frying you, like Eva said. You know, this is real. And all you have to do is take some steel wool and lay it around your cell phone on a desk, and then have somebody call that phone, and you'll see for yourself. That's simple. You don't have to go and listen to nobody's conspiracy theories. Do the shit yourself. Go to Walmart, go to Walgreens or somewhere, buy some SOS pad, buy some char, whatever they call it. Buy you some steel wool, wrap it around a phone, and then call that phone. And watch the steel wool light up with electricity and start maybe damn near catching fire. This is real. So all I'm trying to get at, people, is not that I have any definitive answers and I know that this is that and I know that this is that. I'm not saying I know that this is what this is. What I'm saying is that I know that we're being lied to. And I know that we're not being told the whole truth. And so the best thing that I can recommend that people do, if anybody cares about, you know, what my opinion on the matter is and what I plan on doing, is first of all, I don't want a 5G phone. I don't want a 5G tower near my house. I don't want to step in a hospital because I know they have 5G towers there. I don't want to be near a police station because they have military and police probably already using 5G. Anywhere that has a 5G tower near it, I don't want to be in that vicinity because I feel like that's making people sick. If you have to be around the 5G technology, I believe personally that since it's affecting your magnetic field and the magnetic field is stemming from the source of you, from your heart, that is where the strongest transmitter of energy that you have on your person is your heart. So when you are feeling an emotion, especially if you're feeling a high vibrational emotion, a high frequency emotion like love, when you are focused on love and you're focused on it with an extreme emotional, passionate buildup of that emotion, your magnetic field is so powerful that I believe personally that the 5G technology won't be as harmful to you if you're focused on love. I believe that if you are not someone who knows how to remove fear from your psyche and keep positive thoughts of love and how can I help in your psyche, I think that you might be a little more susceptible to having 5G technology harm you. Now, I'm not saying that this is an absolute fact. That's just what I believe. But, you know, from everything that I've learned about frequency over the years and all the things that I've experienced being in and out of this dimension, and, you know, there's a lot to it. There's a lot more to it than we're being told. You know, a lot of people haven't studied cymatics and don't really understand quantum physics and how a wave of magnetism is what holds us together, our bodies together, everything in existence together. Everything in our matrix is being held to, it's just waves. There, everything is waves. There is no such thing as something solid. It's a wave, and it's made up of waves. And if people don't understand that and how that works, it's going to be really difficult to grasp how harmful 5G is going to be to people and how, you know, how important it is to kind of stay away from that kind of high frequency weaponry, if you will. Because I heard a few years back this Navy intelligence officer who was a whistleblower came out talking about, I think his specialty was microwave weaponry in the Navy. And he came out blowing the whistle on all of this, man, talking about why he stays away from certain technologies because he's seen what these things can do. And he was talking about 5G is not going to be good for the human body, and I believe him. And I'm just saying that if anybody doesn't have enough information about that, that's something you might want to go study, put a little YouTube time in, some, you know, Wikipedia, whatever, you know, you Google it, whatever your sources of information are, start doing a little searching into 5G. But I would not hesitate to get on Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever your search engine is and type in 5G and coronavirus together and see what kind of topics and what kind of opinions you can come up with. There's a gentleman on YouTube who goes by Max Egan. He goes by his YouTube handle is The Crow House, THECROWSE, The Crow. his channel, man. This guy's a very critical thinker. He's been online for a long time talking about a lot of good stuff, and a lot of people have heard this guy, you know, and been inspired by him, by his critical thinking. And I mean, I'm personally inspired by him a lot myself. I would recommend people who don't understand the situation listen to his reasoning and logic on it, and kind of see what you think of those opinions. And I hope maybe they'll steer you into thinking about some things that will affect you. Is that a lot of people are not thinking about it and haven't considered, you know. A lot of people aren't being able to think this far, or think that far ahead, because as an American, you know, we're so used to being in the lap of luxury and having everything at our beck and call. We take everything for granted. We never thought that the day might come when we actually might have to store up food. We think preppers are crazy. Oh, they're prepping for saving food. These people are nuts. Man, I've been prepping for years. I've always had a store of canned goods and plenty of food in my house. I don't have like 1,000 canned goods in my house before, because I know that there are elements in the world who would love to crash the dollar and to crash our economy. And it seems like they're doing that now. They're making moves to crash our economy, because maybe that QAnon stuff is right. Maybe the deep state is really jumping down on them, you know. And I mean, maybe the Trump administration is really coming down on the deep state operatives and getting these people locked up and stuff. And this whole Corona thing was like their last ditch effort to try to maintain some semblance of control, or kind of just consolidate power and wealth, which is what they seem to be doing right now. But see, I don't want to sit here and talk fear and I don't want to talk about things that are going to put people in fear. But I do want to make people aware of what's going on in the world, and bring some topics to the table that a lot of people might not be privy to if they don't look outside of mainstream for news. So I like to bring some of the more hidden subjects to the forefront, and some of the journalists that risk their lives to put truth out, you know. I like to listen to them and kind of bring some of their logical and empirical data-backed ideas to the forefront so people can have access to them. And so that's what the THC show is all about. Not just that, you know, not just about political stuff and whatnot. Like, I'm bringing that to the table today because I believe that 5G can affect your consciousness, and that's why I'm bringing it on the show, not just about the political implications involved. However, you know, it will be the occasional time when talking about consciousness, you know, we're going to have to get into politics or religion or various different subjects that we normally, you know, wouldn't relate to consciousness. But I definitely felt like 5G was something we needed to talk about today. So I know that there's a lot of people that are going to be stuck in the house and not able to really do much soon. I know Trump just said something about a 2-week shutdown of restaurants, grocery stores, everything. So it looks like they're getting closer to what we might call a martial law. It's still kind of a soft lockdown right now because people still out, people doing their thing, and everybody's doing what they want to do with impunity. No one's going to jail for being outside. I don't think that's going to last much longer. I think that they're using fear to make people beg for tighter controls. Like, oh, y'all got to do something. So many people are dying from this that you got to do something, because, oh my God, what are we going to do? When honestly, man, more people died from the flu last year this time than have died from this coronavirus, because that's all it is people who died from the flu anyway. People who would have died from some of the sickness they're already getting. You know, I think that those people who are dying from the coronavirus are people who are having their immune system weakened by 5G. And maybe I'm not really sure, you know. Like I said, I feel like we're not getting the whole truth about it, so I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know that it is this, but I will say that I know that it's not what they're telling us. And some, it's just the numbers just are not adding up, you know. They'll sit here and they'll freak the fuck out and shut the whole country, the whole world, shut the whole economy down, fuck up our whole planet right now for a few deaths, when they're not making war on Afghanistan or China because fentanyl is killing sometimes, you know, I mean, 70,000, 80,000 people, 100,000 people a year are dying from fentanyl now, overdose and whatnot. And like, they're not. That's 100,000. That's a lot more than 30,000 or 50,000 that just died from corona. Why are people allowed to smoke cigarettes if cigarettes are killing a million people a year? When only 100,000 people, you know, have died from this, or 150,000 people, or whatever the total is, that people who've died from coronavirus right now. I don't even know the numbers right now, but I know that the numbers are small compared to the average flu season. And it's really, really small when you compare it to the deaths that occur from cigarettes and that occur from drunk drivers. I mean, you don't see them banning, shutting down all the oil rigs and shutting down gas stations because people can die like that. I mean, it really makes no sense, the links that the government, the World Health Organization, American Medical Association, the military, the governments around the world are taking strides and doing things that they really are blowing out of proportion in proportion to the deaths that are actually happening. Because if why would McDonald's be allowed to sell stuff that's making people obese and giving them heart attacks and killing them by the thousands or millions, with and they're being able to operate with impunity? But 30,000 people die from a little cold virus and you gotta shut the whole fucking planet down? Come on, man. You can actually look me in the eye and tell me that you'd believe the official story that we're being told. Come on now. I think we all know better than that. So, you know, like Eva said, Aaron McDonald's, you're right, sis. Like, you know, this is real, man. And I think that people are doing the same thing right now that they did during 9/11. Now, see, I don't know if you're watching this video right now and you're like 20 years old, when 9/11 occurred, you know, you was a baby, so you don't even remember. But people that's like 30, you might have been 10 years old when 9/11 occurred, so you might not even really, really get it. But see, if you was like 25, 30, you know, maybe even 15 and up, you know, you would really remember what we saw on the news at that time and everything that the news media brought to us concerning 9/11 was fear, 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 fear. Please be scared, and not just be scared as fuck. Because if you're scared as fuck, then you're gonna beg us to do something about it. And when you do that, you're gonna give us a little bit of your rights so that we can take a little bit more control. And they did that. And they did it so hard through 9/11 that by the time 9/11 was over, the Iraq war, we done went over there and did a, by the time we got through with that, we had no rights left. The Constitution has been walked all over and shat upon, shat upon, shat upon. We don't have rights anymore in this country. We got a few rights, but I mean, not really. But I want to talk. Hey, how you doing, Stardust? Thanks for joining the show. It's really good to see you here, girl. What I was going to say, though, was it's the same playbook that they're operating from as the people who did 9/11. Here's what happened. There's a documentary that you can go watch on YouTube, or maybe you can find it on Google. It's called September Clues. September Clues. If you go and watch September Clues, about an hour long, watch it from start to finish and look at the evidence being presented to you. I downloaded a lot of that footage and stuff from the news channels, the news media at the time, and the stuff that they were playing on the news. This is all real verified stuff. September Clues is a legitimate documentary that will blow your mind. You will ask yourself, how are people not in prison behind this? Well, some people say that QAnon says that this is what's happening right now, that some of the people who did who was responsible for the 9/11, you know, attacks and all the inside job stuff, like they're all being tried for these, they've already been indicted, and you know, they're being tried for these, for treason and all of that, and I hope that that's the case, you know. But the bottom line is, even if it's not, what I'm getting at is that if you watch September Clues, then you will see that We were lied to by the media, we were lied to by the military, we were lied to by the President of the United States so that we could go to war. The media was used to get the American people to be okay with us going to war with the country that did nothing to us. Now, that being said, if it happened in 2000, 2001, why would it not be able to happen today when they've had 20 years to hone those skills and to perfect that playbook and to perfect those plays with more technologically advanced CGI, television? I mean, really, people? Are we not seeing how fear is being used right now to make us give up our rights? Mark my words. The dollar is going to crash. Cash is leaving. Cash is gone. We are going to be done with cash soon. I believe that's one of the agendas at play here, is that they are going to say these germs are possibly passed via handing people cash, so cash must go. And people are going to be so scared, they're going to scream for cash to go. People are going to be like, yes, please get the money. Well, just teach us how to use crypto. We'll use crypto. And guess what? The Federal Reserve already has their own crypto. Everyone has their own crypto already. Crypto is in place now. If you're not understanding how to use a fucking Bitcoin, Ethereum, and how to trade currency digitally, you are going to be lost. You need to learn how to use these things, because that's the future that we are in right now. So, bottom line, the dollar's leaving and crypto's coming. Get used to that as part of the new world that we're going to be living in. Another agenda. I mean, well, I think that's the biggest one that people need to worry about right now, especially people that have any money in the bank. If you have dollars in the bank, I want you to remember that there was a time in the recent past. You can learn that. I see Eva asked where she can learn how to use Bitcoin. I would say just go to bitcoin.com and start reading. Go to Wikipedia and type in Bitcoin and read the entire article on Bitcoin as much as you can, you know, stomach, so that you can understand what it is. It's a currency based on blockchain technology, which is like a ledger system that everybody in the network has to confirm transactions, and it's something that removes central control, like from a bank or from a banking system, and it puts all the users in control of the currency, so that, you know, it's a lot more difficult to have your money manipulated by institutions like the Federal Reserve, which just print money and steal from you by printing money. So I would suggest like downloading an app like Mycelium. It's a Bitcoin wallet, but you can trade different currencies on it. Actually, if you have Cash App, you can use cash in your Cash App to buy Bitcoin on the Cash App app. So like when I have any money in Cash App, I don't keep it in dollars. I buy Bitcoin with whatever I have on there. And if I got to go spend some, then I sell the Bitcoin real quick, just what I need, and I keep the rest in Bitcoin. Because you don't know when the dollar is going to crash, and whatever dollars you have, you're going to lose it all. But Bitcoin is not going anywhere. I'm telling you, crypto is the future, so get on that, you know? Stardust, that's what we've been talking about, 5G making people sick right now. If you go back and listen to the first 20 minutes of the show, I really got into that. And I was about exactly 20 minutes in, they cut me off, ended my video. I had to restart a new video. I don't know what was going on. Kind of like how that creepy Area 51 caller who called into to Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie that time. And he was all crying on the phone talking about aliens and interdimensional beings at Roswell or at whatever, at Area 51, and then the whole fucking radio station shut down. They cut this guy. They didn't just cut his phone call off. This was like before cell phones. This is the old back in the day, before I think, you know, smartphones came out. This guy was on the phone. They shut the whole radio station. They lost the whole, they cut the power to the whole radio station. They backup power had to kick in and shit, and they didn't even get to finish the show because by now the call was cut off. And man, that was crazy, man. But anyway, that was another story. I'm just saying that's what it seemed like. That's something like that just happened to me. But I was just trying to get into some of the things that I think people need to try to prepare for. I think that people need to not be scared, but people need to be cautious, because some of the changes that are coming are not things that we want to happen, but I think that they're going to use fear to cause people to agree to having more of our rights taken away. I think that once this coronavirus has been blamed on enough deaths, I believe that there will be a scream for a cure or a vaccine. And I think that, I hope not, but I believe that they would probably want to make that a mandatory thing because of the things that they can include in the vaccine that can harm people, that can RFID chip people. There's so much that could be done with shooting an injection into your arm now with nanotechnology, one of the biggest industries on the planet now. You have no idea. And if you do not know the contents of something that you are willfully allowing someone you don't know to inject into your body, then you deserve anything that you get from it. I would fight that to the death. I will never let someone stick a vaccine in me. You have to kill me. Period. I don't give a fuck. I make no bones about it. I'm not joking. I'm not saying this because I'm on live on Facebook and I'm just on video publicly, so I'm talking shit. This isn't talking shit. This is real. If you let someone shoot a vaccine into you and you don't know what's in that needle, then you deserve whatever you get. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not here to say that vaccine technology is all bad and all bogus. I do understand that if you go to an African country where malaria is prevalent, malaria can be transferred to your body by a mosquito bite and you can die from that. I understand that. And I also understand that there are lesser strains of viruses that are like malaria or lesser strains of malaria that can be shot into your body that are not strong enough to kill you, make you sick for a few days, but they will allow you to build up the antibodies to make you immune to the stronger form of malaria that would kill you. That technology is sound. I get it. I understand that. And if that's all that's going to be shot into me, fine. But we know from the whole thimerosal deal and who knows what else is being shot into people that we're being duped into accepting other things into our body. And I'm sorry, Big Pharma, if I don't trust you, but your track record on trust isn't too good, is it now? If it was, then you wouldn't have paid out billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars in lawsuits for all of the people that you've poisoned and killed and harmed. I'm just saying, people need to really, really know what they're doing here, man. It's not a joke and it's not a game. So with that being said, I would like to discuss what I'm going to be trying to do in the future. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start doing Zoom. I want to try to start doing Zoom for the THC show and letting all of the members, all of the viewers who want to be a part of the show, we will all be, I'll host it. And then I'll invite everybody in. We can have, you know, a lot of different users on Zoom. Everybody can be part of a dialogue and we can all see each other and we can talk about things. This is just, you know, a bunch of people who care about consciousness getting together to talk about things and have, you know, someone we can bounce ideas off of, ask questions to, tell things to. I mean, that's what we need to do. You know what I'm saying? So long story short, I want to use Zoom because then we can all see each other and I don't have to worry about the technical difficulties that I've had in the past with regards to people calling in and other viewers not being able to hear them, et cetera, et cetera. So I see that, Stardust says she remembers that phone call from Area 51. Yeah, that was kind of scary with dude crying and stuff. Art, you don't even know Art. They're not what we think, Art. That was kind of funny, but it was kind of freaky. It was kind of eerie, man, to be honest with you. But Eva said, I'm not accepting no vaccines from no one either, period. I'll tell Gable that all the time. They have to kill me. I feel you, Eva. I'm 100% on that one, man. Tell my brother, I said, hey, you take good care of him too, man. Don't let him shoot him with no more vaccines. See, he in the Army, so you in the Army, then they own you. They get to shoot whatever they want of you. That's one of the reasons why I would never join the military, because you're never going to own me. I'm a sovereign being, you know? People definitely really should research the ingredients that are in vaccines, like Stardust said. That's real shit. If you Google MRC-5 and learn about what that is, you'll never let them shoot another vaccine in you again. Real shit. Aborted baby fetus tissue, shooting that in a vet. Why does that have to get shot in me because you want to make me immune to some malaria or some shit? That's just the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life, man. It'll never happen. I'm just not going to be that guy. You dig? So, long story short, man, let's see, where were we? Hey, I'm going to have to end this video, and I'm going to start back again from my laptop, because it's saying that my phone won't work. My data's full. I thought it was just live, but either way, I'll start it right back. So get ready to join back in. I'll be right back. Hey, y'all. We are live, back again. It is 11:52 Eastern, 10:52 Central Time. We are back on the THC Show and the THC Group, Talking Higher Consciousness on Facebook. You can get there by going to facebook.com/THC Time. And that'll get you there. And hey, what's up, Stardust? Boo, good to see you, girl. I'm glad you made it back to the show. And I just wanted to say that tonight's show's topic, 5G, has kind of been discussed pretty thoroughly. And what I would like to do is I would like to recommend or ask, please, that any members of the group who come across any information that would either prove or disprove any of the theories that I've talked about today, please post it in the group, or at the very least private message it to me, or send me a link to where I can check it out, because I would like to bring this kind of thing to people's attention. And give people as much, and keep people as informed as much as we possibly can, you know. So definitely, you know, help out with the research here, because I definitely can't do it all myself, and I really just want people to learn and grow. So, and I want to do that as much as I possibly can myself. So any information that people come across, any of you come across with regard to 5G or anything about the coronavirus that you feel like is information that we should share and everybody should know about, man, please post it on in the group. And I mean, we'll approve that ASAP, you know. I did want to wish everybody a happy pink super moon. It is the full moon today. As you can see, I'm actually sitting outside on the balcony, and you can see the moon up in the sky. That's the moon right there. Yes, it is. That is the moon. And she's beautiful. And if you look up here, I got my little candle burning and this nice little witchy little lantern. I'm not sure if that means that I have anything to do with magic or not, but I'm just gonna leave that up to your wonderings. Ooh. No, but we did do a ceremony yesterday, cacao ceremony. I wanted to do an episode coming up pretty soon where I'm going to invite a cacao shaman, my girlfriend, my beloved, actually. Her name is Michelle. She is a yoga instructor and a cacao priestess, a womb priestess and cacao shaman from the Orlando area. And we are going to do a show about cacao, because it is a plant medicine that is heart-opening, very powerful, but it's legal everywhere, so it's not something like ayahuasca or any form of DMT kind of based plant medicine like changa or anything like mushrooms. Like these things are these entheogens are becoming legal in certain places, but they are still illegal in a lot of places. So while people may not have access to those things, they can do ceremonies using cacao, which can really be heart-opening and provide some really, really nice benefits to the human body, the human mind, the psyche, and your emotional state. So be on the lookout for that, because I will be having Michelle on one of the next few shows discussing cacao and also maybe yoga and womb priestess work, because the healing work of a womb priestess is something that men and women need. Men also have an energetic womb, and we have all been through just as much historical trauma as women, different levels of it on different ways, but men are traumatized and women are traumatized, and we have to learn how to go deep to heal those wounds so that we can move forward and rise higher in our frequency and ascend. So that being said, we'll be discussing some of these things in future episodes. So Stardust says she did a meditation with 7,000 other people and released what doesn't serve me. That is what we all need to be doing right now. And doing something like that on a full moon, like the super pink moon, would be a really powerful time to do it as well. One thing she said sounds dope, plus I love chocolate. Well, I love chocolate too, but you definitely have to understand that chocolate and cacao. Cacao is what chocolate is made from. Chocolate's got milk and sugar and all this in it. Cacao is just cacao. It's just the bean, so don't expect it to be exactly, I mean, and it tastes good, and it can be made with different spices, cardamom and all kind of different things, and cinnamon. There's different things that different cacao shamans will use to flavor it with, and there's different kind of cacaos that taste different, but the ones that I've, you know, experienced have all been pretty good, pretty heartwarming, and they open you up and they make you have really magical times, you know. So excuse me, if you want to do any research on that and get you can know and try to get into that on your own, definitely feel free, but I will be bringing somebody on the show that can give some instruction on that, so that people can have a little more direction and know where to go with that. So let me just take a quick gander at my notes. I wanted to talk about a few other things that were on my mind, and I just need to pull my notes up. So, oh yeah, so I was going to say, when I was talking about forced vaccinations, that Denmark is already doing a forced vaccination program. Yeah, Denmark, right? You wouldn't even think that that could happen, right? Yeah, we've already discussed that, and we definitely will. As Stardust asked, she wanted to know if we could do a live cacao ceremony, and Michelle and I did discuss that, and we definitely will be doing a live. We will be taking ceremony live, so that is going to be coming up. If you guys want to check out Central Florida Cacao on Facebook, you can check her out there, or you can hit her up at My Petal Alchemy, P-E-T-A-L, My P-E-T-A-L Alchemy on Instagram. She will have a little more information for you guys, and you can check out what she's got going on and what she's been doing. And, you know, she definitely knows her stuff. I can vouch for that. But back to the forced vaccinations. Denmark is already doing a forced vaccination program where they are, in fact, giving people a tattoo who already have the vaccination. It's not a regular tattoo. You can only see it under a certain kind of scanner. Now, I have a feeling that this is pioneering the technology that will be the mark of the beast. If they have this kind of, if they can implement this kind of plan, this kind of program where you have to, where they're forcing vaccinations on people to try to stop this virus that they've created, I think that they're going to end up being able to use this to quickly see whether or not someone's been vaccinated or not. And they can really quickly separate people from those who've been vaccinated against from those who haven't. And those who haven't, they're going to try to force that on people. And if they can't force it on you, then, oh, I will definitely let you know. And if they can't force it on people, who knows? Now you're an outlaw. Anybody that won't submit, you're an outlaw. And, you know, and I mean, I don't even want to start speculating what would happen then, but let's just say FEMA is in place for a reason, you know? So now, I don't know how many of you know about Trump. Another thing I meant to say was in the vaccines, like what's possible to be done with that nanotechnology now and with DNA and RNA. I mean, the technology of what can be put in a vaccine to do various things to people, it's beyond, it would blow people's minds if they had any idea what was possible. They can make a certain disease kill you at a certain age by shooting a vaccine in you. If you don't know this is possible, then you have not researched what can go on in vaccines enough. Get into nanotechnology and see what the military has, you know, access to. It's really, really crazy. It's just like how many people have no idea that HAARP exists. HAARP. HAARP is real. HAARP is weather modification technology. This is bona fide, no questions asked. We know that this is what this is. And how many people don't even know it exists? It's really, really crazy, man. Just how compartmentalized information can be. But, you know, that's what we're here for. That's what Talking Higher Consciousness is all about. The THC Show is here to foster dialogue for all of us to grow, for all of us to have a forum and a platform to bring different information, ideas, thoughts, subjects, topics to the forefront so we can all discuss them and come to logical conclusions, get some critical thinking under our belt, and figure out what's going on in the world, because it's really getting crazy out here, you know? Big Pharma is not here to help you, you know? If it's like they make their money from you being sick. If they heal everybody, they don't exist. Think about that for a second. Just think about that for a second. So, one thing I wanted to mention was that, you know, you got this Donald Trump coin. You got this Trump coin. You got Donald Trump taking over the Federal Reserve, taking over the Fed. That's a big thing. That's something that's going to make you want to look at the dollar and look at cryptocurrencies. And then, you know, Donald Trump tweeted on April 1st that actually his exact tweet was, upon information and belief, Iran or its proxies are planning a sneak attack on U.S. troops and or assets in Iraq. If this happens, Iran will pay a very heavy price indeed. Now, this sounds like war rhetoric, you know, like if we go to war with the media and a full-fledged fear campaign about a pandemic that hasn't victimized half as many people as last year's flu season, then we can say goodbye to any semblance of rights that we thought we had left. Real shit, you know. 5G is going to fully roll out during this war, and we'll be the next, and we'll be the next China real, real soon. Billions of cameras everywhere. Like, men have to stand up, ask questions, pull the rug out from under this control grid before the U.S. is like the next China with billions of AI cameras everywhere. Man, as much as it might seem irrational, crazy, getting rid of smartphones is probably the smartest thing that we could do as a species. I mean, humans, like, to preserve our freedom right now, you know, it would end the need for 5G, and it would give us some semblance of privacy again. Like, I think that our smartphones are going to be our downfall. But I think if we try to get rid of those, they're gonna make that vaccine mandatory and inject the RFID chip in us anyway. So, I mean, I don't see any way around us but to stand up, man, and take our world back, and take our world back from these handlers that are trying to, you know, keep us down as a species. You know, it's really getting ugly right now. And I mean, like I said, it's time for men to stand up. It's time for people to stand up and grow some backbone, because if not, man, it's gonna be a whole lot of us dying on our feet, because I refuse to live on my knees. I won't be that person. I'm not sure about how you guys get down, but yeah, it's gonna get ugly, man. And I just want to make sure that any information I come across that I feel like might help people, I'm gonna definitely post it in the group. So stay tuned, you know. And if anybody got anything that they want to discuss with the group, you know, please, pipe up when we're doing a live feed or something. Put it in the comments. We all right here listening. We all can see it, you know, and we'll talk about it. Whatever y'all want to talk about, let me know. I'll be back as much as possible now, you know, since we're going to be in the house a whole lot more. I'm going to be in the house a whole lot now, just, you know, working on my garden and just trying to lay low, you know, make sure that none of this fear and all this garbageness ain't finna get to me, because I'm not that guy. But at the same time, I'll be doing as many shows as I possibly can. And I'll be trying to announce it and schedule it ahead of time, so as many of you guys that want to participate in the shows can actually get there in time, you know, and check them out. Just before I go, before I wrap the show up, unless anybody has anything else they want to talk about, if you do, then put it in the comments and I'll make sure to comment on it, and we can try to get some discussion going on it. But I just wanted to give you guys a little glimpse of my garden that I'm growing right now. And let's see, there we go. And I mean, you can see the date when I started some of these things. Like, this was around the 22nd. I planted most of this, and then I started growing some on the 24th. But, you know, I already got tomatoes coming. Look at that. Let me see if you can see my little tomatoes coming. Like, I got a few things coming. Got my beans coming up all over here, you know. Sat out here one day and just went ham on it all, you know. But all the stuff's coming up now. And all these green beans, and I mean, I feel like right now, with the way the world is going, I think that it's really a good idea to have some kind of backup food supply. If you have the means, if you have the place to keep it, if you have a yard, even if you don't even have a yard, if you have any kind of space where you can grow a little bit of food, I don't think that's such a bad idea right now. You know, people made a whole lot of fun of all these preppers and was laughing at people that was wanting to prep and store up food and stuff like that. But anybody who knows me knows that I've been prepping myself for years, because we never knew exactly when shit was going to hit the fan. But it looks like it's kind of going to hit the fan now. And I wouldn't say it hit the fan yet, but it's going to hit the fan soon. And when it does, I just hope that everybody's, you know, safe, takes care of their business and starts storing up food. Not because, you know, there's anything to fear, but that there are going to be so many people who are in fear that are going to create, and there's going to be, you know, shortage created artificially to put people in a worse position so that they scream out to the government, help us, save us, save us, save us. We'll give up our rights. Just save us from either the people who are hungry trying to take our food, or save us from Corona, or save us, save us, save us, save us, save us. But see, that's how they always get us, you know? Save us, save us, save us. Now they finna have, you know, now it looks like they're trying to have us scared of Iran. And oh God, now all the Iranians is gonna be the new terrorists and all this bullshit. It's always something. And so, you know, I'm not here to try to be Mr. Conspiracy Theory. That's not what I'm trying to do. But when there is obviously some people that are conspiring to manipulate, to harm, then if I have some information about it or some evidence on it, I'm going to bring it up and I'm going to speak on it, you know. When people try to bring me an official story of something and it don't add up, when y'all shutting the whole world economy down, over 30,000 people dying, when, you know, you didn't say shit last year when 30,000 people died from the flu. I mean, why this year is it so much worse? And when COVID-19 was patented 6 years ago, nobody said shit about it then. I don't understand why we're not getting the full story, and why there's not more journalists and mainstream stepping up and asking the hard questions, like some of the things that I'm talking about right now. Why are they instead shutting my video feed off and removing videos talking about these kind of things rather than asking the hard questions? Why are journalists not allowed to speak about Wuhan, China, Corona, and 5G? Why are they not allowed to bring those subjects to the forefront of the mainstream media? Because we're being lied to, people. And I suggest all of y'all do your own research if you don't know this already, but it's real shit, you know? People wearing masks. Stardust says, people wearing masks is the new norm. It's hilarious how people are acting because of Corona. I agree. And what I do, you know, want to respect people and respect their right to believe what they want to believe and think what they want to think and feel how they want to feel. You know, I keep my distance from people and all of that, but I'm not doing it out of fear of anything. I feel like I can kiss anybody in this country. I might catch, you know, herpes or something. I ain't gonna catch no damn coronavirus. But what I will say is I will stay out of people's way just to respect their own, you know, fear and respect their own disposition. But I personally don't feel like we're in any harm of catching any particular virus that could harm us any worse than the average flu. But that's just my thoughts. You know, I'm not a medical doctor. You got to take it and do what feels right for you. You know, but I'm not going to go for the okie doke. And I think if you stay away from cell phone towers, especially stay away from 5G towers, I think you'd be pretty okay. Go into hospitals, there's 5G towers in hospitals. So I think you're exposing yourself to higher levels of radiation that are definitely damaging to the human body. And if you don't think that there's, you know, damage to be done to your body from 5G, then do some Googling research on 5G. And is it toxic to the human body? You know, it didn't take a flu for people to act right. It took the government shutting shit down for people to act right. For people, it took the government to make people really, really scared. That's what I think. But, you know, this is a big subject, and it could go on and on and on. And I don't want to sit here and try to proclaim to be some corona guru who knows it all. I'm not a doctor, and I don't know it all. But it just doesn't feel right to me. It doesn't add up to me. And when I critically think about the whole situation, there's nothing I can come to, no conclusion I can come to other than I know I'm being lied to. I know I'm being lied to by the top people at all of the biggest government agencies that have anything to do with corona. I know we're being lied to. So I'm going to leave it at that. I just wanted to make the show's today's topic. I wanted to make about 5G because I feel like it has a correlation to the coronavirus, and I wanted to inspire people to do some investigation on that themselves and find anything, I mean, and publish any of their findings to this group so that, you know, the rest of us can be privy to that knowledge. Please put us up, you know. So, yeah, I know you don't, and that's a good thing, and that's why you're not going to get it, because you're vibrating high and vibrating in love, and I think that's one of the best defenses you can have, you know. I mean, some people are taking the time, you know, or taking the opportunity dealing with this virus thing to get more focused on health, to start boosting their own immune system, eating more lemons and oranges and citrus fruits and getting more vitamin C and all of that. And that's all up and good. I think you should be doing that anyway, not just because of, you know, some specific thing. You should be doing that every day. I mean, I do that every day. I drink, you know, ginger, lemon shots and stuff like that just to stay healthy. Take colloidal silver, you know. My girlfriend made this elderberry juice shots that we've been taking because it's a very, very, you know, good immune system booster. And I mean, why shouldn't you do that every day just for your own health anyway? You know, but taking the fear out of the whole thing is what I think is the key. Because if you are in fear, your immune system is already weak just because of the fear. So being in fear really, I think, is the biggest harm here. So long story short, I will be coming back doing the show as often as I possibly can, which probably will be at least once a week now, but I'll probably be popping up from time to time just with random stuff because there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and as we move further and deeper into this shutdown, quarantine, whatever BS, there's going to be a lot of updates and things that I'm going to want to let you guys know about. So I will be giving you all the best, highest, newest information I can find. And I hope that you guys come in the group and post anything that you find as well. That being said, I love you guys. I hope that you guys who have not already had the opportunity to listen to the entire first season of the THC show, the first 11 episodes are available on various platforms online, such as Spotify, we're on Breaker, We're on, we're on, let's see, Google Podcasts. We're on Pocket Cast. We're on Radio Republic. Like I said, Spotify for sure. We're on Stitcher also. So if you go to any of those platforms and you type in the THC Show or the THC Show with Jericho Spitz, I'm sure it'll pop up and you can listen to all those episodes for free. Those who would like to support the movement and support my podcast and make it easier for me to be able to do this kind of thing for you guys, you can always support my movement by getting a subscription to my audio podcast at anchor.fm. Or if you go to thethcshow.com, it'll take you to anchor.fm, where you can sponsor me there. Or you can also sponsor my movement at patreon.com/JerichoSpitz. That's Patreon / Jericho Spitz, JerichoSpitz. Please support the movement if you can. If you can, it's okay. Just make sure that you spread the love. There's a lot of ways that you can help support the movement without giving me a dime. I don't require anything from anybody. You don't have to give me anything or even help me out. The knowledge is there just to help people and give out as much love as I can. But I do appreciate any support that people give me. So if you do support the show, I will give you a shout out and I will let the world know that you helped me out, and let you know that I appreciate it. One of my good friends, Jim Wymore, he's been patronizing me on Patreon. My girl Tanya Martinez is sponsoring me on Patreon. My friend Stardust actually was had a subscription to me and was supporting me on Anchor. And I'm getting my numbers up on that, and there's some people that I know and don't. I'm just trying to give some shout outs and love to the people who have been showing me some love and helping me keep this platform afloat for you guys. So one of the questions that I see in the comments now is Stardust asking, when was episode 1 of season 2? Well, that, if you look in videos in the group, there's a videos tab, and it would be the video that is, I'm standing in front of a stove with a gray shirt on with white box on it with Puma in it. The video is 20 minutes and 33 seconds long. It was just my intro to the season that I did one day while I was making some vegan lasagna. So you can watch that one if you want. I'll put the link to that video in the comments to this video so that you can see it and check that out. I'm putting it in part 3 in the comments right after your question. So, and I prefer, if you said, would I prefer Anchor or Patreon, it really has to, it's really up to the preferences of the person patronizing me. If someone only wanted to receive audio, have access to audio versions of the podcast, that's what anchor.fm is for. But Patreon is for exclusive content. There will be content that I release on patreon.com, such as music videos, such as little lectures and little talks, little live feeds and stuff like that, new music that I'm working on, that I haven't released yet, books that I put out. People who patronize me will get all of my content for free, that I will be like selling on Amazon. Like when I write a new book and put it out, I'll send PDF copies to all my patrons, just, you know, for patronizing me and for showing me love. And you know, there'll always be like new things that I put out in the future, merchandise and things like that, and I'll probably, you know, be sending out stuff to my patrons first, you know, before giving free stuff out to other people, which I've always done. You know, whenever I get like 1,000 t-shirts made up or hoodies or something, I always give out a lot of them to my friends and to different people that I rotate with. But now I'm going to be mostly selling stuff online, but people who patronize me will be getting first dibs on a lot of the digital stuff. And then when I have merchandise I can send out to people, I'll definitely be doing that for my patrons as well. So I would say Patreon would probably be best, and then you can determine how much you'd like to subscribe, what level of patronizing you'd like to do. You have access to do that too, and to alter that as well. So I just say thank you. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. And yeah, Hyenas and Zionists. We definitely should do a show on Hyenas and Zionists. I was making one of hers. She's the one who taught me how to make that. It was dope. But anyway, I got to kind of get out of here and wrap it on up. I do kind of need to get up early in the morning. And, oh, yeah, if you want to use the heat press to do some merch for me for the THC show, that would be love. But we also need to do some Benny Ball stuff, because the Benny Ball movement is just a little on hiatus right now. This whole corona thing is shutting down all food processing and all that kind of stuff. So once this is all over with and things kind of get back to any semblance of what we might call normal again, the recipe is still here. We all still have it, and we would definitely will be picking back up the Benny Ball legacy and trying to make that work out. Not trying, but making that work out for the long haul, because that's a really good idea, delicious food, and I can't wait to give that to the world. So we will be moving forward on that later on. That being said, I think I'm going to wrap the show up now. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Thanks everybody who commented. Thanks to everybody who showed up and who listened and took part in the dialogue. And yes, we can talk about that tomorrow. I heard you're on your way to Texas. Have a very, very, very safe trip. Please be careful. Please be safe. And yes, long live Benny Balls. You can catch Jericho Spitz on YouTube. I have a channel there. Jericho Spitz is the handle. You can go there and watch videos of all of the shows, some of my music videos as well, and there will be other stuff I'll be posting on there as well. Please follow me on Instagram at Jericho Spitz. That's my handle on there. I also have my author page on Goodreads and on Amazon is Christopher Conrad. I am a publisher of several books, coloring books, photography and quotes book. I just finished up another book that I finished a couple of weeks back called She Be Sacred, 30 Ways to Love Her More. It's a really good book. It's a treatise on how to see your woman as a goddess and love her as a goddess, and how to treat her more like a goddess. And I think more men who have been brought up and reared in a patriarchal society could really benefit from from this book. So that's why I wrote it, and that's why I'm putting it out. My patrons will be able to have an early access copy for free in digital format, but it will be for sale on Kindle Direct Publishing and in print pretty soon. So be on the lookout for that. I'm in a movie that I did called Loan Me a Dime. Paul John is editing it up and getting it finished up. It should be coming out this year. It looks like it might end up being on a Netflix kind of platform or something like that, if we're not able to launch it at a movie theater due to corona shutdown kind of issues. But Richard Grieco's in that movie. Paul John's in it. Vito DiPerta, Robert Hovey, a few friends of mine. Franco Braveri's in it. There's a lot of cool people in this movie, man. I think it's going to be a blockbuster hit if we can get it out in theaters and knock it on out. So be on the lookout for that. The Jericho Spitz LP was put on hold because some of the music that I had been working on, you know, it took me so long to get the music done, videos done, and everything such high quality was taking so much money and time that it took years to actually get it all together. And by the time that happened, I had had so much spiritual growth take place in my life that I wasn't even really feeling some of the music anymore. I had vibrated a little higher than I was able to, you know, I couldn't conform to that older way of thinking when I was growing and rising in vibration. So long story short, I scrapped that project, or at least I'm just going to revamp it and put all new songs on it, because every song I do from now on is going to be about love. If it's not a love-based topic, or love-based content, then I won't put my stamp on it and I won't release it. I will never do music again that my kids, my grandkids, my family won't be proud of. If I can't, you know, if I can't put my stamp on it and say, this is my heart, this is my soul saying this to you, then I won't put it out. And that's just who I am now. So I'll say all that to say, I love you guys. I appreciate everybody for coming and watching the show and commenting and becoming part of the dialogue. And stay tuned on the site, on the in the Facebook group, and I'll have more forthcoming details about the next show and trying to figure out how to make that a Zoom call. So I'm going to need as many of you who want to participate in that as possible to download the Zoom software, the Zoom app, so that I can send you the right code and you, the link, and then you can log in without having to do it on your browser, which might not have as many options for you. So that being said, I am Jericho Spitz. This is the THC Show. You can catch us at thethcshow.com. Live and direct to you Tuesday, April 7th, 2020. And coming from Orlando, I am out of there. Enjoy your night. Stay safe. And I wish you all the best. Peace.
Dr. Michael Ryan, he's a leader at the World Health Organization, announced that in response to the spread of this virus, authorities may have to enter people's homes and remove family members, presumably by force.
In most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Just so you know, we're coming to your house, seizing your children and, quote, isolating them in a safe and dignified manner.
Joining us now is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., chair of the board of Children's Health Defense and their senior prosecuting attorney as well. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the relationship between these federal regulatory agencies and these drug and vaccine companies. The Journal of American Medical Association just published an examination of the FDA, and this review, which was by a number of Harvard researchers, reveals a shift towards the FDA's use of, quote, less data to approve drugs, and an escalating reliance on pharmaceutical industry payments to actually cover FDA salaries. Now, when it comes to an organization like the CDC, we have the example of Julie Gerberding, who was CDC director from 2002 to 2009, and then went on to become the head of Merck Vaccines. Is it common for CDC and FDA employees to use this kind of revolving door?
Well, there are many, you know, there are revolving door problems with all of our federal agencies and all of our state agencies. There's a phenomena that is very well documented called agency capture, which is a phenomenon or a dynamic by which the agency that that's supposed to protect the American public from bad drugs or from pollution or what have you ultimately becomes a subsidiary or a sock puppet for the industry that it's supposed to regulate. And indeed, that's what we see with CDC. The head of CDC from 2002 to 2009, as you point out, was Julie Gerberding. She did a number of billion-dollar favors for Merck. She silenced a whistleblower who was William Thompson, who is still a scientist at the CDC, who wanted to tell the public that testing of Merck's vaccine showed that particularly the MMR vaccine was causing autism in black boys and other people who got the vaccine on time, and that the scientists had been ordered to destroy data showing that effect, and that they went ahead and published the study lying about it to the American people and the physicians. And Julie Gerberding did a huge favor to Merck by having that scientist punished and then silenced. She arranged for Merck to get the monopoly to the multi-billion-dollar MMR vaccine and to make sure Glaxo could not sell its vaccine in this country. She approved the the HPV vaccine, Gardasil, which is another Merck product. She approved the chickenpox vaccine and silenced whistleblower Gary Goldman, who's another doctor who said this vaccine is going to cause a shingles epidemic. Merck then not only got the chickenpox vaccine, but it also was able to market a shingles vaccine. She retired in 2009, and she was made president of Merck's vaccine division in 2010 with a salary of about $2.5 million, I think about $5 million in stock options. CDC is actually a vaccine company. CDC has a total budget of about $11 billion a year. It spends $5 billion of that buying vaccines from those four companies and making sweetheart deals that are much higher, where we pay with taxpayer money much more for the vaccines than they pay for the exact same vaccine in Europe. And then they distribute those vaccines to the American public. So they're approving the vaccine. They're mandating for them for the public. They're buying them from these companies who they're friends with. And then they're basically forcing 78 million people to take an untested product. CDC also owns patents on many of the vaccines. In fact, across HHS, which is the mother agency, FDA, CDC, and NIH, which all regulate vaccines, different parts of the vaccine industry are all parts of HHS. And those agencies are allowed to hold patents on the vaccines that their scientists work on and then collect royalties. And in fact, officials in those agencies who worked on the vaccines can also own part of the patent and collect royalties of up to $150,000 a year. So every bottle of Gardasil that is sold, HHS is making money on it. They make tens of millions of dollars a year. So you have the regulatory agency actually making money by pushing, by mandating this vaccine to people and then collecting money on it and ignoring the health effects when people are injured. And these are zero liability products. No matter how toxic the ingredient, no matter how grievous your injury, no matter how negligent the company, you can't sue them. They can do anything they want with a vaccine, and you can't do anything about it. Now, the four companies that make all 72 of these vaccines, Merck, Sanofi, Pfizer, and Glaxo, are all convicted felons. Those four companies in the last decade have paid over $35 billion in damages and penalties and fines, or criminal fines, for defrauding regulators, for falsifying science, for lying to doctors, for lying to patients and customers, for killing hundreds of thousands of Americans. You know, for example, Merck's flagship product before it put Gardasil on the market was Vioxx. Vioxx killed between 120,000 and 500,000 Americans. It was a pill that Merck marketed as a headache pill that caused heart attacks. Merck knew that it caused heart attacks because it knew it from its clinical trials, but it decided not to tell anybody. Most of those people who took that pill for a headache or for arthritis pain probably would have taken an aspirin if they knew that pill could have killed them. It requires a kind of weird cognitive dissonance for people to think that this same company, which is making most of our vaccines, is lying about its medical products and killing people, and is lying about its medical devices, but somehow it's decided to tell the truth about vaccines, which is the only product where it can never get caught. The only reason that all of those companies, that Merck got caught on Vioxx and those other companies got caught on their other products, is because private plaintiff's attorneys representing injured clients sued the company, got discovery documents that showed criminal behavior, and then walked those documents down to the U.S. Attorney's Office. That's what happened in Vioxx. The only place that could never happen is with vaccines, because you can't sue them. So there is no discovery. There are no depositions. There are no document searches. They can get away with it forever. And even if they get caught, there's nothing you can do about it, because you can't sue them. It's crazy to think that, you know, and a lot of Democrats in our country, and I'm a Democrat, and the, but this led to these mandates are being pushed by Democrats across the country, and they will tell you, yeah, these companies are corrupt. They gave us the opiate crisis, and they knew they were going to do it, and they did it anyway. And to think that those same companies somehow, you know, are corrupt on every other product, but somehow when it comes to vaccines, they found Jesus, and they're not going to do that when they know they can't get caught. By the way, I'll make one last point. These companies today are making $60 billion a year selling vaccines, and they're making about $500 billion a year, half a trillion dollars, selling the albuterol inhalers, the Advair for asthma, the Adderall and Ritalin and Concerta for ADHD, the diabetes medication, and the anti-seizure drugs, and all of these medications for the chronic diseases that are caused by vaccines. That is a really good business plan for them. A really bad health plan for the United States of America.
The UN's World Health Organization says that anti-vaxxers are among the top 10 global health threats of last year, 2019. What's your reaction to the movement against vaccinations, or rather unsafe vaccinations, being characterized in this way?
Well, you know, that's part of pharma's strategy to mandate vaccines for every man, woman, and child in the world, and to give us all IDs, and to make it so that we can't travel, we can't drive a car, we can't get an education, we can't exercise our constitutional rights unless we coercively consume, you know, by force, they're untested, zero liability medical products. The World Health Organization, that's really a misnomer. The World Health Organization is even more captured than CDC is. The World Health Organization gets half of its budget from industry. It is absolutely controlled from top to bottom by the pharmaceutical companies, and particularly the vaccine makers, who use WHO to, you know, fabricate pandemics like the swine flu, like the H1N1, and make billions of dollars on pandemics that never happen, and end up hurting a lot of people in the process, and using the WHO to dump bad vaccines all over Africa and tell the African countries, you know, you got to take these or you're going to lose all of your budget for your health departments and for HIV treatment and everything else. WHO is just a sock puppet for the pharmaceutical industry, and that was, you know, that's part of the pharmaceutical industry's strategy to make us all take untested medical products. Now, I am pro-vaccine, but I want safe vaccines. People call me anti-vaccine because that's a way of shutting me up and marginalizing me and saying, well, you don't have to pay attention to him. He's anti-vaccine, and people who are anti-vaccine are crazy. But I've been fighting to get mercury out of fish for 35 years. Nobody calls me anti-fish. I like to have seatbelts in automobiles. People don't say I'm anti-automobile, because I'm asking for something completely reasonable, which is to have a vaccine safety tested the way that every other medical product has to be safety tested. And what I've said to the vaccine industry, to the regulators, to the press that tries to shut me up, show me one study that favorably compares vaccinated children to unvaccinated children and shows that the vaccinated children are actually healthier. And I will post that on my website, and I will get out of this business, and I'll go back to waterkeeper and protecting rivers full time, which is what I want to be doing with my life.